When Sweet Tarts dared to combine sweet and tart, they thought, why stop there? Why not create other exciting and unexpected combinations, like rainbows and ropes, or fruity and gummy, or chewy and more chewy? That's why they created fun treats like Sweet Tarts Twisted Rainbow Ropes, Gummies Fruity Splits, and Chewy Fusions. When you dare to combine, it's sure to blow your mind. Sweet Tarts, dare to combine. Visit SweetTartsCandy.com to shop now.
Hey everyone, my name is Chris Lambert. On this channel, we talk Kanye West. I figured we can go through Ye's Instagram stories from today. He's posting less and using stories more, so he's leveled up his Instagramming. So you can see that a lot of the posts are just for the Yeezy shades, and the newest being this one right here, which looks really cool. This group in the middle. This person, if you zoom in, has fangs, which was low-key kind of terrifying to discover. But it's a really cool, like, grungy, futuristic, like party club atmosphere, and seems like a take on this where you see everybody kind of contained within the lens or the eye, and then here they're kind of broken out and doing their own thing. I don't know if it's supposed to have any kind of artistic before and after contrast between the two, but at least like interesting to note the juxtaposition of these concepts and just the cleanliness, the peacefulness of this, and then the drama and chaos of this. But positive energy in both. So we start off with this contract that is not even contract, legal document that's Ye's legal team giving notice of termination to Gap. So this was the document that put an end to the Yeezy Gap partnership and launched the major story for the day. After this was posted, you saw all this stuff from Wall Street Journal and CNBC, and this was big news. The end of an era as Yeezy Gap will come to a close. So we have that one. And then here, he's just this photo of Candace Swainpool, model, former Victoria's Secret model, who is the model in these shots right here. This is Candace. And there's rumors, of course, since Ye's like around with her, that like they're now an item in dating. But until there's actually something solid, it's just people speculating because it's one person hanging out with another person. And there's always going to be like speculation. So we'll just kind of follow that. But it's also no one's business until it's announced. You have Daft Siberia here. I don't know who that is, but they texted Ye and said like iconic. And what's just like a little ironic of this is that earlier today I posted this to Twitter. You see Michelle, who runs this great Kanye community, like Kanye posting community on Facebook, had posted to Twitter saying Ye on CNBC right now talking about terminating his Gap deal next to a live photo of Gap stock dropping is simply poetic, and me saying iconic. And then here you have somebody else spoofing what Michelle said, saying CNBC showing the Gap stock crashing as Kanye was detailing all the things they did to sabotage him was poetic justice. You love to see it. So it's one of those things like, you know, copy, but don't make it the same. It's just very similar structure, word choice with poetic, but elaborated a little bit, and then saying iconic. So you get like kind of a reversal. It's me saying iconic up top and then Michelle's stuff down there. And then here it's Michelle's stuff up top and iconic at the bottom. And I like iconic is such a basic choice that it's just like there's, it's very easy. Daff is just like, that's iconic, and pick the same word. I'm not some genius, unique snowflake for using the word. But I just thought it was kind of funny, kind of ironic that they're talking about like, you know, poetic justice and here like simply poetic. And it's kind of poetic that you have this inversion of the use of iconic and this like similar structured tweet, which maybe this other person just had the same exact thought as Michelle and expressed it in the same way, but that surprised me. I dramatized it like hyperbole here, like Daft stole my line, someone else stole Michelle's tweet, but you can see the similarity between like Michelle's line and this person. Yeah, and CNBC right now, CNBC showing the Gap stock crashing, talking about terminating his Gap deal next to a live photo of Gap stock dropping, as Kanye West was detailing all the things they did to sabotage him, was poetic justice, is simply poetic. So that's all. Why am I liking my own? I just want it to go away. Okay. Actually, we have to. If you're noticing the color change, I have a little bit of a hue on my desktop, and it goes off for an hour when I make these videos, and it just came back in the middle. So we have that. And then Eric Leidke here saying, figured it out. We'll be there. Do you want to meet before the Addy meeting? And he said, yes, I do. So Eric here had been mentioned by Ye, or at least was mentioned in an article previously. So Adidas global brands director Eric Leidke, who led the sportswear giant to partner with Kanye West, Yeezus, and Beyonce's Ivy Park, has left the brand. This is from September 7th, 2021. So Eric was one of the big people in Adidas that Ye was like close to, worked with. He was responsible in part to the Yeezy Adidas partnership to begin with, and he left to launch his own brand, dubbed Unless. Leidke's label plans to be the next Supreme or Yeezy, but from a sustainable standpoint. So it's very much like a sustainable green company. Streetwear is sustainable. There's Eric and Ye just hanging out, two guys hanging out in front of their respective brands. So it seems that they've been texting. The two have been working together ever since Eric left. And so Eric figured something out and either was going to be part of the meeting with Adidas, seeing as how he's, you know, known to both sides and could probably mediate a little bit, or just gonna talk with Ye before Ye has the meeting. But also the information here is that Ye was having a meeting with Adidas today, and there's been rumors of what is going to happen there, especially after Ye went on CNBC today and talked about needing to be the king of his own castle. He's talked about wanting to go out and do his own thing and no longer have the corporate partnerships. That's been a big statement over the last couple days, made multiple times. So I don't know if this is kind of the conversation around how do we amicably close the Yeezy Adidas partnership ahead of its 2026 end dates, or if they're just trying to figure out a way to sustain until the 2026 end dates and, you know, everybody make the most money possible without also like bothering each other. So we have that, and then a text with Pusha just saying, congrats, power move, which is the end to the Gap deal. That's what he's reacting to. Take it next level now. And Ye just saying, praise God, let's. Then 2 Chainz sending a birthday invite to Atlanta, 70s themed birthday party, and he booked the Isley Brothers. Pretty awesome. Sounds like a great time. Why wouldn't you go? And Ye saying, what day? Saturday the 17th. And then he's posting the CNBC interview and saying, this will live forever. Just because it was such, like, Ye had so many good lines throughout this interview. And then here we have Dan D at ABG. I'm not going to argue with people broker than me about money. That was something from this interview. We talked about it in the previous video that we just posted. But my favorite line of the day, haha, I thought of that a couple days ago. might be my next tat, haha, is something that Dan said at the bottom. And then Hypebeast, Kanye West ends partnership with Gap. So just kind of showing that off. And then Mark Andreessen, who we talked about the other day, Ye, when he posted about venture capitalists and not liking venture capitalists, he said that Mark and Josh, who are part of a investment group together, were the only like good ones that he liked, and one other company that we had no idea who they were. But Ye and Mark go back like a decade. So Mark changed his Twitter bio to, I'm not going to argue with people that are broker than me about money. So just also leaning into the quotes and Ye being excited about that, right? It's already having this cultural impact. And then here we have this video for the Yeezy Shades, or something Yeezy related. And we could see some of that in the photos that we looked at the very beginning. And this is another version of it that has music. Not going to play the music for copyright reasons, but it sounds like something from the opening scenes of Fight Club, like the credit sequence of Fight Club, slash the dance scene in The Matrix Revolutions. So... or Matrix Reloaded, the second one, whatever the second Matrix is, like the music sounds like it's something out of Matrix or out of Fight Club, like very 1999. And then, you know, you just have another Yeezy Shades commercial that's been extended with a lot of the new people that have taken photos, and you can see the Queen in there at one point. It is fun to like stop this and see everybody. Ah, where's the Queen? I just want to get to the Queen. She's like fully facing this direction. So as the heads are turning, you can kind of, there's Candace. I think we just passed her. Oh no, we just passed her there. Okay. And we passed the guy that has the double shades. And then here we have Shervin Pechavar, or Pechavar. A venture capitalist, Iranian-American entrepreneur, super angel and philanthropist. He's the co-founder and former executive chairman of Hyperloop One and co-founder and managing partner of Sherpa Capital, a venture capital fund which has invested in companies including Airbnb, Uber, GoPuff, Q Health, Slack, Robinhood, Munchery, and Postmates. As an angel investor, Pechavar has seeded more than 60 companies. He was previously managing director at Menlo Ventures, where he led investments in Warby Parker, Tumblr, Machine Zone, and Uber Series B. He's a strategic advisor to Uber and served as a board observer to the company from 2011 to 2015. He founded and operated technology-enabled companies including Webs.com, WebOS, SNG, HyperOffice. Beginning in 2011, he served a two-year term as a member of a 10-person UN Foundation's Global Entrepreneurs Council. So a lot of stuff in here. If you want to read all through about some of the highs and some of the lows that have come up over time, but it seems like he is now very aligned with Ye. You can't, let me bring this up. It says Shervin Pechavar, Yeezy Vice Chairman. So not only is he just like not just an investor in Ye at this point, he's like Yeezy Vice Chairman, which means that he and Ye are now like in business together. So this seems like he might be a very important figure in the Ye universe moving forward, or maybe he's just gonna like throw some money in and back off. But it'll be interesting to see like what role he plays. He was also giving some interviews. He seems to be very like media forward. That was one of the things I was reading about, and he already gave some interviews about just like the greatness that Ye embodies and the impact that he has had and the level that he is on, making similar statements to Ye being on the level of like Ford and Steve Jobs, which, you know, Ye is happy about. So that's not just him saying that. So Shervin here is saying, you know, all the things that you'd want your partner to say, rather than just kind of being quiet the way that Adidas and Gap were. So, oh yeah. And this was the first time that Shervin kind of showed up in the story, back in 2020 when Ye was going to Haiti. So it said, Ye has just elaborated on what he was doing with Iranian American venture capitalist Shervin Pechavar in Haiti. As mentioned in the recent episode of the Joe Rogan Experience, West revealed that the Haitian president gave him a part of Tortuga Turtle Island to develop. Unfortunately, this president was taken out, like quite literally taken out, physically and spiritually of the presidency, just a couple months after this. So it seemed like somebody that was controversial, but in like a controversial time, and not necessarily because he was a bad guy, but just because things are so conflicted over in Haiti. And yeah, that was sad to see, but he was going to give Ye this part of Tortuga to develop, as Ye really in like 2019, 2020, 2021 was following up on where can I build a city, you know. And they mentioned Akon at the top here, taking a page out of Akon's book. Akon has been doing a lot of development in Africa for the last like two decades, including building Akon City. And it's something that Ye really wants to do at some point. It seems like he and Shervin were there doing some research and seeing what they could do. So what West admits that president of Haiti gave him an Iranian American billionaire, Shervin Pechevar, the offshore island of Tortuga. Is this why the people of the coastal town of St. Louis de Nord access to the island are being silently massacred? Oh my God. Okay. and then here, the guy who accompanied Kanye to Haiti is Iranian American billionaire, Shervin Pechevar. This is why they visited the offshore Tortuga. It looks like the puppet president is selling off the island as if it's his personal property. Yeah. So conflict, right? People weren't happy, especially because there was supposed to be all this COVID stuff going on and Ye came into the country. He did the same thing with Jamaica and just kind of like ran around the country when other people weren't allowed to travel. And it's like, what's he doing? Why isn't he wearing a mask? And people got upset. But that was, I guess, the first intro, as far as I'm aware, of Ye and Shervin. And it seems Shervin's going to play a big part. This was just posted in the last hour. So one of the newest things Ye has announced. So that's it for this video. Until next time, stay wavy and keep it loopy. Cheers.